It's March. What's happening in the natural world? Here are Boulder naturalists Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers.
It's worth coming out here to the Frederick Reservoir. There are a lot of shovelers and coots. The shoveler has a really shovel-like bill, so that the bill gives it away right away.
The shoveler right here sifting through the water to find things to eat. It's using its bill, which is very shovel-like, and then it has baleen-like structures on the inside of the mouth, much like the baleen of a whale, the filters of a whale, to allow the bird to push out water, and the invertebrates stick inside the mouth. That's a hen shoveler, which looks very much like a mallard, except she has the big shovel bill. Now, here come some of the drakes. They look a lot like a mallard with a green head. The major difference is they have a very white front of their chest. And then, of course, the shovel bill. Really dapper. We just witnessed a mink grab a northern shoveler out of the water and pulled ashore into the rocks here. All the geese and waterfowl are like, what was that? And they're moving out.
At first we just saw this bird wildly fluttering, and then the mink grabbed it under the water and came out on the ice right over there and then into the riprap. A mink is a little smaller and a lot darker than an otter, but they're in the same family as otters. It lives near water, and it swims usually on the surface of the water with its long tail extended.
It's really amazing to see a mink catching prey. Very few of us ever get to see that.
To see the bird that was alive and fighting for his life for a minute or two there.
When I first saw it, the mink had jumped up and grabbed the shoveler by the head and just drug it to the shore.
So it may have drowned it in the process of getting it out.
Mink really want to fracture the vertebrae and the windpipe behind the head.
That mink that grabbed the shoveler, I've been watching the riffraff ever since, hoping he'll come out, but I guess with a big shoveler to eat, that'll take him a while, and he may not appear again for days.
Very curious coots looking back where the mink drug the shoveler back into the rocks.
Brave of them after he came out. You'd think they would be like all the others going away from this spot. Oh, and there's also a little pied-billed grebe who is really staring intently at where the mink disappeared.
I think they're having a little waterfowl wake for their shoveler friend. This group of coots and shovelers and the grebe really like to keep an eye on that mink because it's foraging in their favorite place where they want to eat, and they need to keep an eye on that predator so they know where it is. The shovelers, oh look, they skittered away.
The mink just came out again and is running around the rocks. He just went back in the rocks, popped up again. Boy, they move fast.
It's a very large brown weasel, kind of a cute face. Here it comes out with the
He's dragging the shoveler, coming up out of the riprap, dragging the shoveler that's almost as big as he is. I wonder what he wants to do with that. I think he'd stayed hidden down in the rocks rather than bring it on up.
He might have been eating it a little bit, and then it's going to go cache it for later eating.
And the shovelers are beginning to come back in now.
It was really amazing to see a predation take place right in front of you. Is the life and death moment, and it gets you kind of really emotional because you're just seeing the transference of life from one creature to another. I am sad for the shoveler in a way, but it's life and death. It's that mink has probably eaten dozens of waterfowl this whole winter. Plus fish. And what do you feel, Carol?
It's nature red in tooth and claw. It's sort of the way things are, so I accept it.
Exactly.
Ruth Carol Cushman and Scott Sievers are friends and Boulder naturalists.